from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get into deadline debates here, brought to you by no one. This segment has been very, very, very well received.
5 days left to try to get your pops in there.
Absolutely. I mean, I think Tuesday is going to turn into a whole show of deadline debates.
So that could be for anybody.
A whole show of programming.
A prospective advertiser could really
right.
get pops.
Our next guest, I have teased it this way. This will be the best trade deadline discussion you hear on the station this week and next week. He's so good. I wait with bated breath for every one of his trade columns to come out on the Athletics website. I'm getting my money's worth from The Athletic, thanks to our next guest, a former Pirates front office man, former MLB GM, and I think either roommate or friend of Bob Pompiani's at Point Park. I'm talking about Jim Bowden, who's back with us here on The Fan. Jim, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller, how are you?
Andrew, Chris, great to be back with you. Exciting time of the year, and the Pirates, you're right. If they can go get a couple of bats right here, you know what? They're going to be a postseason team, so let's go Ben Cherington.
Okay, what are you hearing on that, Jim? Where are we at with the Pirates' pursuit of a big hitter?
Yeah, Ben's been everywhere. I mean, I'm being told that when you look at hitters that are on the marketplace, like Jazz Chisholm in Miami and Josh Bell, who was a Pirate at one time, Brent Rooker in Oakland, Lane Thomas in Washington, every time I have a conversation with GMs throughout the industry and I ask who's in, who's not in, whenever we talk about offensive players, teams like Pittsburgh, Seattle seem to be in all those conversations. So there is no doubt that Ben knows where the Pirates are. He knows he has that top of that rotation that could surprise and shock the world if they get to October. And he also has a clear understanding that this is a team that is 22nd out of 30 teams in Major League Baseball in runs scored. He knows they're 23rd in home runs. And he knows in terms of OPS, it's even worse than that. It's 27th. And that's not good enough. That's not going to get you there. But he also knows he's got a bullpen. He's got defense. He's got a young, energetic club. The players feel the vibe of what's going on in Pittsburgh. The Primanti Brothers sandwich is tasting the best it has since Gerrit Cole was there. And Yins are having a good time. So now it's Ben's time. I've said this my whole career. This is the only time of year, the next 5 days, where the general manager is just as important as the star player. And so Ben Cherington is on the clock. Tick tock, tick tock.
Chisholm is a name, Jim, that we have heard a lot about. What kind of a cost? And he would fill a lot of holes. He's a good bat, a better bat than they have at a lot of positions right now. And he also just immediately slot in center field, which is their biggest actual positional weakness. What kind of a return would it take to pry him from the Marlins, do you think?
I mean, it really depends on what the market is. I mean, I talked to Peter Bendix, the general manager of the Marlins. He made it very clear to me that he's not looking for specific positions. He's not looking for pitching over bats. He just wants the best possible players he can get in return, the best possible prospects. And so that's the process he's going through. Now, teams like Pittsburgh, Seattle, Philadelphia, and the Yankees, those four in particular, I have confirmed, have had discussions. I've also heard that the Phillies aren't sure that he's a good fit in their clubhouse, what they're trying to do. I'm not sure the Yankees are sold as well. I know Seattle is definitely in. I personally believe Pittsburgh would be the best spot for Jazz because, as you pointed out, one of the biggest needs is center field, number one. Number two, that speed and power combination to put in that lineup with O'Neill Cruz, I think, would be special. And most importantly, Andrew McCutchen. And when I say Andrew McCutchen, I mean his leadership, his professionalism. I would put Chisholm's locker right next to Andrew McCutchen, and I believe that Andrew's influence on him could take Jazz to the next level. Look, I've said this for a long time. This is a 30-homer, 30-stolen base player. If you can keep him healthy and keep him focused. He likes to have a lot of fun. He enjoys it, but he's not yet become that grinder. But you got to understand, he's extremely young. But I think in that environment in Pittsburgh, it would be a tremendous fit.
Jim Bowden with us here, former Major League Baseball GM and Pirates front office man back in the day. Jim, who are the players you think the Pirates would be willing to give up in a deal for Chisholm?
Well, I mean, that's a question for Ben Charrington. I don't know who he'd be willing to give up, but I know I would start the conversation with Henry Davis. I know Pirate fans are going, oh, you can't do that. He was the number one pick over. I don't care. You're not going to get Chisholm if you don't give up some of the top end of your prospect board. Now, I also will say that I know he hasn't done well at the big league level yet. I think he's a 197 hitter, if I'm not mistaken. But he's only 24 years old. He's only had 310 major league at-bats. He's got great makeup. He's a smart kid. I'm not sure he stays behind home plate. I'm not sure I know how much he's going to hit. I do think he's a leader. But Jazz Chisholm's a proven entity. And you have a chance to win now. Look, you don't know in future years what's going to happen. The Reds are building a strong team. Milwaukee's already there. We know the Cubs and Cardinals are always going to outspend Pittsburgh. This is a window. So, look, I had proposed an idea of Henry Davis and Braxton Ashcraft for Chisholm. I think it ends up somewhere in that ballpark. But, again, it depends upon what Peter Bendix likes, right? It's not what I think is fair. It's not what Ben is willing to do. It's really, at the end of the day, what does Peter want from Pittsburgh for him, and can he get better from Seattle? I know one thing. The Mariners are willing to trade at the top end of their farm system to get him. That's been clear. And I know Jerry DePoto is being really aggressive. We all know his track record. So the competition for him is going to be real. But Pittsburgh has enough to get him. So let's see. Let's see it, Ben. I know Ben's been collecting the farm system. I know he doesn't want to trade it. But the one thing we all realize, farm systems aren't just to develop your own players. They're also there to be used to go make trades to push you over the top. It's time.
Jim, the other name that I continue to be intrigued by because the numbers offensively are just eye-popping is Brent Rooker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's a curious thing to evaluate because we've talked to a lot of people about him, and we can't get a sense of whether this guy can actually play the field or if he's a total and complete liability, and therefore, by extension, if he's only a DH, we're having a very hard time figuring out what the price in return would be that you'd have to give up in prospects for him. Can you give us some clarity, your understanding and opinion on that situation?
Yeah, I've seen him a lot. I like him as a DH. So, now look, yeah, right?
Where's that put Andrew McCutchen, Jim? I don't think they're going to bench him, and he won't play right field, so that becomes an issue.
Yeah, it's an issue, and that's why, again, the fit is Chisholm, right? I like Rooker's bat. I've seen him at first base. I don't think you can win with him at first base. I just don't. So I don't know what you would do with him, right? Unless you decide to bench McCutchen, and I'm not doing that. So because he's too important to the fabric of the team, period. So I'm not sure the Rooker fit makes a lot of sense there.
Jim, when you bring up Josh Bell with the Pirates, do you think the Pirates would have to take him in a deal with Chisholm because the money? that the Marlins would want to save, or do you think the Pirates actually want him as part of an offensive package?
I think there's a chance they might have to take the money with it.
Interesting.
And the only reason, and I didn't get that in connection with Pittsburgh. I got that in connection with a conversation that took place between the Yankees and the Marlins, where it seemed like they would have to take Bell with Chisholm in the deal that they were talking about. So that doesn't necessarily mean that Pittsburgh would have to, but I threw that out there only because I know in other cases that's been the case.
Before we let you run, and thank you so much, do you think the Pirates, to make the books work, might have to trade one of their pitchers on an expiring contract, an Aroldis Chapman and or Martin Perez, in the next few days, Jim?
I hope not.
Have you heard that?
I hope not. I've not heard that. I hope that's not the case. I think when you get to this point, when you're a game out of the playoffs right now and you're in a race, this is the time where the owner has to do his part. This is when the owner has to step up and help you. The GM has to be willing to trade from all his hard work in his farm system, but the owner's got to support you if the owner wants to win. And the owner hasn't been in this position a lot. So it's his time to shine. It's his time to step up and tell Yins in the Berg that, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Let's go. I'm there to help. Let's go. So that's what I'm hoping happens.
Jim, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll tell Pompeiani you said hi when we talk to him in a half hour.
Please do. Thanks, Andrew, Chris. Great to be with you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.